Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, we are talking about the work-life balance. And I truly, though I understand the concept very clearly, we're talking about striking a balance, between your work life and other aspects of your life. Because what can tend to happen is that your work life can tend to overshadow and drown out the other aspects of your life, because we do spend a great deal of our time working. Most individuals do. We're working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And unfortunately, there are many people who are working more than that. So I get the concept clearly. But I think words are very important because they bring about, of course, concepts and ideas. So I think the words that we use are very important when we're talking about this particular topic. So the work-life balance, the idea that it conjures up, I think for most people is everything even keeled, correct? So everything kind of as much as it can be even keeled, your work life and then your home life. So that's the first thing. I would encourage you to do away with the work-life verbiage and instead subscribe to creating the right mix for your life, to think of it more as a recipe, okay, with certain portions of this, a cup of this, a half a cup of that, a tablespoon, a teaspoon of other things, a dash of something else. To start to subscribe to the concept of a mix and mastering your mix for the moment of where you are in your life. You know, it is going to change depending on the responsibilities, the seasons of your life. Maybe it's your age, maybe it's your physical abilities, your mental awareness. It's going to change at different moments. Your mix, what's in your bowl, what ingredients and how much of each ingredient you're going to actually have. So that's very important that we use the right verbiage. So this work-life balance, you know, for me, I think of a scale, and I think of a scale coming to kind of an even keel. And, you know, some days it's pretty even. Some days it's really lopsided, and it's all right. It's okay. So I want to talk about that a little bit more today. So, again, getting back to the work part and why that's put on the front, having meaningful work, having work that provides for you monetarily and hopefully also feeds your soul to some degree. Hopefully you're finding some purpose. You have some passion for what it is that you do. That's another broadcast for another time if you do not. But most of us, again, are working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And that's not including, a lot of us have a pretty generous commute time that's involved in getting to that workplace and coming back home. So there's a lot involved there. And my motto is truly this: be great in 8 and thrive after 5. So we want to keep it as much as we can to the 8 hour day. That is enough time. If you're focused, organized, and dedicated during those 8 hours to get your work done. If you cannot get your work done with 8 concentrated, focused hours of work, then there's a couple of things. We need to either look at doing something differently with our day, meaning that our time management, we need to assess, hey, what's going on? Am I engaged in too many, you know, small talk conversations? Am I distracted? Are the meetings, are there too many meetings going on? What's going on that I can't get the work accomplished? So during an assessment, this is all bonus, you all. This is bonus information. So please get out your pencil and paper, your pen and paper, whichever. But you need to say, okay, what can I do differently? The second thing that you may want to ask, if you can't get your work done in 8 dedicated, focused hours, then you need to say, what can I delegate? Can I give something away to somebody else on the team, in the organization? Is there some way that I can delegate and take some of these responsibilities that I have through the week or through the month, through the year, to somebody else? So delegate. And then lastly, eliminate. Are there some things that you just plain and simply need to eliminate? Okay. So that's the first thing. When we're talking about a healthy mix for your moment, 8 hours of dedicated, focused work 5 days a week should be enough time to get your work done and get it done very well, get it done with excellence. So that's one thing there. So either do it differently, delegate to someone else, or eliminate it altogether. Eliminate some things, take some things off the plate if they really don't have value. And believe it or not, a lot of workplace professionals are engaging in activities or doing tasks because it's always been done, or, you know, we think it's great, but it's not really having a great impact. So some things we can really just put to the wayside. So now, if you cannot get things done in 8 hours of focused work 5 days a week, then you're going to enter into a place of being overworked, overwhelmed, stressed, and strained. And that, my dear friends, is no good, because when you're overwhelmed, overworked, you're taking stuff home, you're having to, you know, get online in the evenings, on the weekends, you know, making phone calls, doing this, doing that, you're robbing the rest of your life from time and attention. That is a problem. That's why I wanted to address that first. That means that you're overwhelmed, overworked, stressed, and strained. Now, if you're entering into those things for a temporary season because of an extenuating circumstance, maybe it is we're short-staffed, we're implementing a new policy or a new procedure or whatever the case may be, that's different. If you can foresee in the near future not being overworked, not being overwhelmed, not being stressed or strained because something is going to lift, get ironed out, get better, we're going to get more people in place, everybody will be used to using this particular system or this new policy or procedure, that's different. But if it's chronic, then again, we want to go back to those three tips: do it differently, delegate, or eliminate. Okay, because if it's chronic, that means it's going to adversely affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, and yes, probably relationally as well. And so that is no good. So we don't want work to overpower and overtake the rest of the areas of our lives, meaning our leisure, family time, our social time, our self-care time. We don't want it to overpower or overtake those other areas. Okay, so it's important really to first keep, because it's such a large chunk, to keep that work life in check. And to really, we're going to go into 4 points here, to set some boundaries. Set some boundaries and say, hey, like I said, be great in eight, thrive after five. Yeah, set some boundaries. I'm going to give 8 hours exactly, minus my breaks, to this work. I'm going to give my time and attention to it. And all that means, really and truly, keeping those extracurricular, extra conversations down. We're not tapped into our phones all throughout the day. I can tell you all that I keep my phone nearby because I have older parents and I want to make sure that they're okay. But I'm not checking it all throughout the day because that's a distraction. It's a distraction. We could talk about other tips in regards to that, other things that I've either struggled with, am struggling with, or have overcome. We'll talk about that maybe in another upcoming broadcast. But we have to set some boundaries. And then number two, understand that it's about a mix. Understand it's about a mix, a good, healthy mix instead of a balance. The mix for the moment, the mix for the season. And understand that in any given week, and this is the perfectionist, have to really release this, work on releasing this, that any given week, any given day, there it might be a little bit more, it may lean a little bit more on work, it may lean a little bit more on friends and family or what have you. But you want to just create, plan, and think about having the best mix for that day. And stop feeling like there has to be some hardcore, ironclad formula that is applied every day. If you're entering into a season where you are taking care of becoming a caregiver for a parent, that may be, for your weekends or your evenings, there may be some time where your immediate family may have to compromise, and we work together as a team because we've got to help grandpa or grandma or, Aunt Susie or whomever it is that you're caring for. So understanding that it's about a good, healthy mix. Number three, letting it flow, letting it flow, letting it ebb and flow, letting things change and rearrange as needed. That is really going to help you to, it's going to empower you and bring you to a place of peace to understand that it's not about balance or perfection, so to speak. It's really about finding the right mix and letting it flow accordingly, according to what you're needing. I always give the example of the college student who has found the right mix, but then around finals time, maybe 2 weeks out, 2.5 weeks out prior to the end of the semester, the social time lessens a little bit. And we're focused more, less on social connection and recreation, leisure, and more on the studying and more on focusing on your academics. And then at the beginning of the next semester, maybe it's got a different mix where we can fold in a little bit more interaction with friends, more a little bit more Netflix or whatever it is that you do for leisure. So it changes. It's going to ebb and flow, and let it flow accordingly. Number four, seek support and communicate with people about what's going on. Communicate with your boss, communicate with your colleagues. Hey, I really gotta you know, put my nose down and get this done. I've got a few tasks that I really want to get done today. And so I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to talk with you later. You know, people will understand. They will. They will understand. If they don't understand, that's something that they have to deal with. But you have to, again, tying in with number one, setting boundaries, say, hey, I've got to get this particular thing done. There's a lot of things creeping up and robbing us of our productivity, for sure, inside of the workplace. So it's very important that you identify and nullify those types of distractions, especially if they're really generous distractions, meaning that they're happening on a consistent basis in mass and really taking away from your productivity. All right, everyone, that I want to just wrap up. Again, work-life balance is a myth. It's about finding the right mix for the moment. And we want to, number one, set boundaries, understand it's about a good, healthy mix. Let that mix change and flow accordingly, and then seek support and communicate with those closest to you at work and at home. Until next time, I invite you to go to the website at www.IamTailoredForYou.com to learn more about myself and about the services that I provide. Until we meet again, dear friends, remember, the best is yet to come. Take good care.